It's Brett Kavanagh because the Monster goes around in the Ramorny today and he joins us on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Brett. How are you, mate?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Gee, the Monster's been flying of late as well. You must have been rapt with his run in the Civic, even though he got run down the last little bit. He looked home, didn't he?
Yeah, look, big weight. He might just shirk the task a little bit late, but look, I suppose it justified us nominating him for the Stradbroke when Mr. Hodenkamp thought their horse was competitive in the Stradbroke, so it's probably going to be a pretty good form race. I'm not too sure about the Civic Stakes, where the form will go out of that. But he's been getting the job done, and he's been lucky. He's hit a couple of soft tracks, so that just helps with the longevity a bit. You know, there's no jar up, so he's been pretty good.
Well, is that the question mark today? I see it's rated a good four at the moment. Is that your concern about the track today?
Look, I'm not concerned about the track. If you go back through his good track form in Melbourne, you know, beating two or three lengths in Group 2s and Group 3s against probably a lot better horses than there is in the Ramorny. I don't have issues about him being on firm tracks. Obviously, if they're rock hard tracks, they will affect every horse, and he does jar up a little bit. But I walked the track this morning. There's a bit of a wear mark there from the races on Sunday. But there's 4 metres of beautiful grass where they've moved the rail back in and out wide. It's awesome. It's just got great grass cover. It probably walks a 4 or 5 underfoot.
I know he's got 59.5 again, but the form he's in, it looks a nice race for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, he's probably, for horses 1-2 listed and second and listed, he's probably filed in, you know, at 59.5 on the way they scale races these days. But, look, he's fitting well and he'll cop a good ride.
He's not your only runner today. You've got a few others going around. He might have 59.5 kilos, but you've got a horse there called Yours, Mine, Ours who's got 63.5 going around. You've decided not to claim as well.
Yeah, look, sometimes you're putting three on. He's a quirky old bugger. The scale on that, the spread will only be about 5 kilos. I think the horse down the bottom's got 58. There's a couple of apprentices that'll claim on a couple, but look, it's weighted like a highway, and I stayed with the senior because he needs a strong rider. And he's been in good form without winning. Sent 30,000 to 40,000 this prep running seconds, and he won a showcase, and it's about the right rating race for him, so hopefully he can up the lead.
Well, Josh Adams rides all of your horses today. Is the Monster the best?
Look, obviously he's very well placed and he's weighted well and everything adds up for him. But you know you're at another level in listed race. I think Avro's Son's very well placed. Good, honest little bloke on the quick backup. But look, to be honest, the whole three of them are travel good. They're all in rock hard condition and they've all got ones and twos alongside of them. So you know it's pretty hard to split them.
Yeah, well, you've got three good chances. The Monster, if he performs well, would you consider bringing him back down to Melbourne for the early sprint races of the spring?
Yeah, we're not too sure about him on the right-handed circuit. But look, he's a lot more mature and he's racing a bit better. But there's plenty of races in Sydney, late winter, early spring for him. So we'll probably just stick around there and hope they have a...
And get a wet track.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, no, but look, he could travel to Melbourne with no issues there. So wherever it's wet, he'll be going.
Well, mate, good luck today in the Ramorny, especially with the Monster.
Thank you very much.
Brett Kavanagh, he'll be the one to beat. That's the feature race today. The Ramorny, the time-honoured sprint handicap in the bush. We're going to take a break because it's time for the 9 o'clock news. After that, we're going to have Henry Dwyer in the studio, in the inner sanctum. We'll also have a look at today's Sandown card. We'll have a chat to a couple of trainers and also a jockey who have got a good chance today. So don't go anywhere. The next hour, Racing Pulse coming up after the news.